with two of those coming against West Ham United, both 1-0 in March 2010 and August 2013. So those were the facts for West Ham United against Stoke. I think that would be another boring game as well. Hope I'm proved wrong by me saying boring, but not very, very entertaining matches coming along because West Ham are struggling so marginally, so are Stoke as well. And the evening game, which is televised, will be Chelsea at home to Everton. I think this one's going to be quite a good game. I reckon it's going to be quite an open game and there may be a lot of goals in there. Having said that, you know me, by me saying that, might turn into a 0-0 draw. But like I said, I think that this game will be quite a good one to watch and I'll be watching as well. Chelsea are unbeaten in the last 21 home Premier League games against Everton since a 0-1 loss in November 1994. And they've won 11, drawn 14. Only against Tottenham, and their nickname is Spurs, 24 matches are they on a longer unbeaten Premier League run at Stamford Bridge. So that's quite a massive fact there. John Terry rescued a point for Chelsea in this exact fixture last season, scoring after 97.53 minutes to make it 3-3. I remember watching the highlights of that game and it was a quite controversial goal, that one. And also to score in 97th minute. And I'm sure Everton fans would agree that was, and Chelsea fans as well, that that goal should not have stood. And this was recorded in the Premier League in the 2015-16 season. So those were the key facts for Chelsea against Everton. So those were your matches on Saturday. There are quite a few matches on Sunday, as I mentioned, because of the Champions League action tonight and yesterday, and also the Europa League matches tomorrow as well. And we've got a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, I think you know the voice, Iftin Timon. I am ringing from Sheffield, by the way. And
is that Brother Matloub?
That's right, Matloub, yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I just want to ask you a question because you're a Liverpool fan. Obviously, you've made clearly that quite a few matches are boring, which I presume from your side. I mean, obviously, there's some, you know, some teams aren't that, what's the word, you know, like Bournemouth. They look boring teams, but apparently sometimes they do play good football. Anyway, my question is to you, you're a Liverpool fan, about Manchester City star Raheem Sterling. Quit Liverpool to play with the best. So what's this all about? Tell me about this, Raheem Sterling. Tell me.
Well, Raheem Sterling, what I said...
tell the listeners, yes.
Yeah, so now I was saying about Raheem Sterling when he left Liverpool at that time, because I speak to a lot of people who are involved in football, you know, behind
the
scenes.
Well, I didn't hear the beginning of the show. I don't think you mentioned Raheem Sterling to this show, but obviously you must have mentioned him some other time.
Oh, yeah, I've mentioned Raheem Sterling quite a lot since I've
but
been doing
but not tonight's show. What I'm saying, I'm just asking you the question because I'm first time I tuned into your show, by the way. Because I've heard bits of it, but not the full way through. So
yeah, no. What I was going to say about Raheem Sterling was what I've said previously, even before the season started or earlier on, that the way Pep Guardiola manages his teams, he has a strong work ethic, and Sterling wasn't doing that last season under the previous manager. So what I said at the beginning of the season was that I don't think Sterling's going to be at Manchester City until the end of the season, or might be sold early into next season. The reason being because they bought a player called Sane, who plays for Germany as well, and is a very, very good player as well. Yes, he's struggling a bit, but Sterling, to give him credit, has proved myself wrong and a lot of other people wrong in football, because if you see the way he started off this season, he's been in fantastic form, and that's the Pep effect. And he knew that if he didn't pull his weight, he'll be out of the team, because no one's irreplaceable at Man City. And the fact that I gave a few minutes ago, I don't know if you heard that, when Manchester City have made so many changes.
Yeah, I heard that. That's what I wanted to ask you some questions, because sometimes
yes,
that is a point any team, when they make chop and change, that upsets the balance of the team. Any football team will tell you, even local sides. But if you've got a settled side, you've got a chance. But then again, depending on the injuries, obviously they're going to make changes. And if they do win the matches, they can take that risk. But obviously, no manager
and the thing
wants
is, what
to change
you remember
the team regularly.
Because this is Pep's first ever season in the Premier League, he doesn't know what to expect, because obviously the way he's used to managing at Bayern and at Barcelona, they play totally different football. And Premier League is a fast pace, and you are bound to get injuries because of the way the, you know, the pitches are, the way the conditions are, because as you can imagine, this time of the year, the weather tends to get colder than
in those
places. Well,
that's the question I'm going to ask you, because any team, well, depending on, obviously, I know much more about the Championship. I don't concentrate on the Premier League, because I support a local team, which is Sheffield Wednesday, obviously, is ours. But one of my teams, after Sheffield Wednesday, by the way, it just happens that I support Liverpool, but I'm not too much of a, you know, Liverpool mad fan, because when you have a team that's your local is the first priority. But what my question is, do you think Raheem Sterling was justified in that $59 million price hike? Do you personally
not at that,
that
time? No, the reason
no, you don't think so. I don't think
he,
so as well. I see. I believe that a lot of players aren't worth that much, because to these day and age, it's all money. Football is about money, and in the older in years gone by, the money was a bonus. Nowadays, all these players worth millions and millions. To be honest, once they get injured and they're off the sidelines, then they're not worth nothing, because they're not, never going to pay that back. So, you know.
Yeah, because Madrid said what it is with Raheem Sterling, he wasn't worth that because he still had a lot to prove at Liverpool. And because a few people speak behind the scenes in the football world, and they were saying that he's like a his agent's like a father figure. And even they said if they were his agent, they would never ask for a move to Man City, because
but
they still had
I personally believe that even the football agents, end of the day, football as a profession, sometimes, as you said yourself, some people, footballers, even whatever sportsmen, sometimes they're overrated, overworked, paid too much money, and, you know, that passion, it's all about money. I mean, one of the things I would like to say is, years ago, I've openly said it on the radio, not sports program, but generally, I said people like, David Beckham. He's not been a great player. He's, you know, he went in it for the money. So one of the all these players who are worth millions, when they retire, they're going to go away and, you know, make millions more. So to be honest,
but
a lot of the young people want to become
Beckham,
footballers.
Yes, Beckham did have a good career. If you look at him, you know, what he won at Man United and what he won with Madrid as well. So
yeah, but to be honest, he made more money and designer as a marketing tool. Everybody loves David Beckham for the marketing. To be honest, he's not giving much back to the community. Everybody puts him on a pedestal, and I don't personally think, I'm just using that as an example. I'm talking about generally some sports person. They haven't got the heart. I mean, I'll give you an example. A Sheffield Wednesday player, locally, he was a Muslim. I don't think you might even know of him. He retired. He said he wanted to go into Dean. He left it.
Yes,
he left
I read
it.
About
walked
that
out
recently,
of it. So
yes.
This shows you some people don't believe in him. They've gone into sports, plenty of money in it. So yeah. So anyway, nice for the show.
He's a fine one, but in terms of Beckham, he does do a lot of ambassadorial role and also charitable work away from football as well. And
I've never liked David Beckham.
He's not going to repay the money he's earned. No footballer will ever do that. But what I'm saying, he does give back to society. Yes, it may be very, very little, but he does.
Well, the very little, he's got plenty of money. I mean, he's still after it. He went to America. What did he get? What did he do, really? Anyway, but I'm just saying, it's nice show, nice speaking to you. And we'll catch
make
you
sure you let others listen. And you made very, very valid points, and appreciate your phone call, Matloub Saab.
Okay, slowly.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. That was Brother Matloub, and he is one of our presenters on Iman FM, and he does the Sufi music show every Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. A very nice show indeed, and make sure you're listening to that. And he made very, very valid points, Matloub Saab did. Getting back to Raheem Sterling, so when he was making his move, and a lot of people behind, you know, football scenes I speak to, I'm not going to mention who they are, these include agents and so on, and PR people and so on. Even they were saying that it was a wrong move for Sterling to go to Manchester City, and his agent is like a father figure, and he kept pushing for this move. And I was quite, not because he was playing for Liverpool, but I still thought he had a lot to prove, and I think the way he maneuvered the move, I don't think that was very good for him at the time. And I was very clear earlier this season that he should be sold